Salutations, respective viewers, it's George from Ireland. Welcome back to my channel once more. And this video is commenting on Elon Musk wading into British politics. So Mr. Musk, originally South African, I think born in Pretoria to, is it a Canadian mother, a South African father. He shifted to California, became an American citizen. He's lived in the United States for over 20 years. So he is the richest person on the planet. Not quite the richest person of all time, if you consider what $1 billion was a century ago. By some reckonings, he's got a net worth of $440 billion. It is a mind-boggling sum of money. I really can't conceive of it. He's got more money than something like half the world's population combined. It's just obscene. And this level of avarice ought to nauseate everyone. Okay, he does make some small benefactions, but he could do so much. You think of the starving, you think of the homeless, you think of children who are dying avoidably of diseases because they can't afford medical treatment, and he could save so many of them. And it shows me the sick culture of affluenza, of wealth worship. Chris Rock, as he said, some people, particularly in the United States, they mistake wealth for intelligence, although actually Musk is highly intelligent with all his companies. But he's a big figure in the Republican Party. Wouldn't surprise me if he made a senatorial bid. He's decided to suck up to Donald Trump, give him access to his media empire. He's increasingly a media mogul, owning X. But Elon Musk, he's now talked about the grooming gang scandal in the United Kingdom, the scandal going back two decades of certain men picking on vulnerable girls often below the age of consent. Often they're in care, never met their mom and dad. The mom and dad are abusive or drug addicts, have ended up in prison and stuff like that. And these children, no one's told this girl, I love you in a familial way, or you're beautiful or something like that. So they were very susceptible to flattery, to gifts from some men who had the worst possible intentions from them. Now, this issue has been seized upon, and obviously it's a serious crime people have committed, and it was going on a large scale in places like Rotherham, and some men have been sent to prison for long sentences because of abusing minors like this. Now, it's a hot button political issue because it's claimed that they disproportionately come from a certain ethno-religious minority, and that the police and social services were hesitant about taking action because they're worried about being accused of racialism or Islamophobia and so on. On the other hand, the neo-Nazi element in the United Kingdom, which wants to persecute Muslims and persecute ethnic minority people, and I realize religion and ethnicity are not the same, they seized on this in order to exacerbate animus against ethno-religious minorities. So you can see how it's a highly emotive issue. It's a real tinderbox question because it's so explosive. You know, most of us would really react very badly, think that molesting children is outrageous, it infuriates people, and the more emotional people are, the less rational they are. So demagogues can exploit this, and also be mainstream demagogues of Labour, the Conservative Party, and so on, to introduce draconian legislation, to reduce civil liberties, to have unfair trials, to have excessive regulation, surveillance state. The nanny state is the control freaks. They like to capitalize on this, and they always claim it's for your own good, it's for public safety, it's for health and stuff like that. And often they're the worst offenders about violence against children themselves. Anyway, there was talk about, should there be a public inquiry into child sexual exploitation in Oldham? Is a town near Manchester, and the Home Office said that they won't do so. Now, often when the Conservatives were in office, Labour was pushing for more of these. Now, a junior minister at the Home Office is the detestable Jess Phillips, one of the worst offenders when it comes to sexual violence against children in the United Kingdom, an absolute monster. And she's jumped on the bandwagon, and she's often tried to exploit this issue for maximum partisan advantage. And she's gained electorally from it, but now refusing the public inquiry. Now, should it be an inquiry run by His Majesty's government? Should it be run by the local authority? I don't have a strong view on it. But Elon Musk, he was speaking, was it a week ago, to Laura Kunzberg, one of the BBC's most seasoned interviewers, and said that, you know, that this firm action is going to be taken on this, and there should be this public inquiry. Now, Nigel Farage has cozied up to Elon Musk, politically they seem cut from the same cloth. Mr. Farage, the face of Euroscepticism for about three decades, now leader of Reform United Kingdom, which according to the opinion polls is way out in front. Miss Phillips, she is the safeguarding minister, and she said no, Oldham Town Council will have its own inquiry into historic child abuse, as in not what was going on very recently, it was going on over decades. Something similar went on in Telford and Rochdale and areas that were particularly afflicted by this. So the decision was made way back in October, but now it's in January that Mr. Musk is intervening. And he said Keir Starmer, when he was director of public prosecutions about 20 years ago, didn't do enough about this. And some Conservative MPs said there needs to be a nationwide inquiry, likewise Reform UK and so on, two-tier Keir. Now, Musk, some of what he said is inflammatory, like rape, genocide, apologist. Okay, I don't think that Jess Phillips, foul though she is not a rape apologist. She's one of those hystericals who tries to say that this crime is far more widespread than it really is. And it is a grave felony. I don't want a victim of it. I don't want anyone to be a victim of it. But she's someone who harps on and on and on about it as part of the war on male heterosexuality, to say that most men or a very large number of men are like that. This is a rape culture in the United Kingdom. And really incendiary nonsense like that. And it's dangerous to our civil liberties. Fear is a very potent political weapon. And politicians of all parties can seize on this. So we need to stand up to the populace and defend civil liberties and tone it down and not make the situation seem far worse than it is. There are a lot of these hucksters and snake oil salesmen in the racism industry claiming that everything and everyone is racist, 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 and so on. But Reform UK was all about independence of the United Kingdom. Bitterly ironic then that they should be said and led by a Canadian, American, South African tech billionaire and supposedly taking massive donations from him. Now, in the old days, British political parties were not allowed to take donations from outside the European Union unless they're based in Northern Ireland, which was gross inequality and really designed to benefit one party, Sinn Féin, which got a lot of donations from Irish Americans. The more ignorant, the more they were donating. Really just knowing nothing about British affairs or Irish affairs. So either all parties in the UK should be allowed donations from abroad or none. And obviously until Blair came along, you could get donations from anyone in the world. And often they weren't declared where the money was coming from. But Farage, if you really want independence of the United Kingdom, surely you shouldn't take a brass farthing from outside the United Kingdom. And isn't it unhealthy that someone like Musk has just got this extraordinary level of political influence? You see what sway he has controlling the media, what people hear, what people believe. That should trouble us. There should be more of a level playing field. So the Home Secretary, Yvette Cooper, has spoken up for Jess Phillips. Fearless, well, Jess is certainly not fearless. It doesn't take a lot of courage to use violence against the most vulnerable members of a society. Saying that Jess Phillips speaks up for justice, she absolutely does not. She's an apostle of injustice. She's an oppressor. She's anti-freedom. Anyway, so Farage says he's a free speech fundamentalist. And yeah, so we've got to have that. If some people find it insulting, tough, grow up. But you know, Elon Musk has done bad things, saying that Tommy Robinson should be freed from jail and things like that. Tommy Robinson is in jail for good reason. He is a prolific career criminal. He spread the most dangerous inflammatory lies about people committing crimes, which is bound to exacerbate racial animosity. So generally speaking, lying is not a crime, but you know, when he's defamed someone, when there's an order not to do this, it's contempt of court. Well, eventually he does have to be incarcerated. I'm not one of those who wants to lock away, throw people in prison, throw away the key, lock them up like that. You know, prison's mostly for dangerous people. It'd be good to imprison fewer people. Sometimes I think we don't imprison enough people for certain crimes or for long enough. And some people have done actually quite petty things and in prison for a long time. And that's unjust. But Elon Musk getting involved in British politics is rather unhealthy and rather a bad and revealing sign about Reform United Kingdom. And is he legally allowed to donate to Reform UK? Presumably he is. They must know what they're doing. Maybe the law's changed since Brexit. What do you think? Elon Musk, is he a force for good or wickedry? Thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on PayPal, donate on Patreon, donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Toodaloo.